The Hay Bale Heist by Sam Johnson. Every farm has its share of mystery. Some have chickens that lay square eggs, others have sheep that sleep in hammocks. But at Cricket Patch Farm, the biggest mystery of all began on a windy Thursday morning, when all the hay bales vanished. Not some, not a few, all of them. Gone. Disappeared. Poof. The donkeys were in a panic. The goats were suspicious. The sheep were fluffing each other into stress balls. And Granny Petal, who ran the farm with flour-dusted hands and rainbow boots, scratched her head and muttered, "Well, butter my barn doors. This is the oddest riddle yet." Molly and Fluffy the duck had just arrived for their weekend visit and hadn't even unpacked their wellies when the case was handed to them. "You two have the sharpest noses and the cleverest minds on the farm," Granny Petal declared, handing them a magnifying glass made from a jam jar lid. "I'm counting on you to crack the hay bale heist." Fluffy the duck tipped his fuzzy head. "Time for detective mode?" Molly grinned. "Let's find that hay." They began with the scene of the crime, the lower field, where yesterday a neat pyramid of hay bales had been stacked. Now only flattened grass and a few strands of golden hay remained. "Let's look for clues," Molly whispered. "The first was a trail of sunflower seeds. The second, a set of tiny wheel tracks in the dirt. And the third, a suspicious note tucked into a molehill, written in looping handwriting. This hay is required for a very secret purpose. Kindly refrain from chasing. Yours in Fluff, Agent Pom-Pom." Fluffy the duck blinked. "Agent who?" Molly narrowed her eyes. "Let's follow those wheel tracks." The trail led them through the orchard, where apple trees rustled with gossip. "The ducks have been awfully busy today," muttered one tree. "Rushing about with wheelbarrows and wearing helmets," whispered another. Sure enough, just past the orchard, Molly and Fluffy the duck found a group of ducks waddling hurriedly. Each wore a shiny silver helmet. One had a clipboard. Another had a walkie-talkie made from a walnut shell. "Excuse us," Molly said kindly. "Are you Agent Pom-Pom?" The duck with the clipboard flapped a wing. "No comment." Fluffy the duck held up the note. "We're investigating a hay disappearance." The ducks froze. Then one quacked softly. "We weren't supposed to leave a note." Another duck hissed. "You signed it, Pom-Pom." Agent Pom-Pom, a short, round duck with a dramatic scarf, stepped forward. "I can explain," he said, "but only if you promise to keep our mission top secret." Molly and Fluffy the duck nodded solemnly. Agent Pom-Pom took a deep breath. "We're building a hay-powered flying machine." The ducks led them behind the old cider shed, where a strange contraption sat under a tarp. It had flapping wings made from old aprons, wheels made from pie tins, and a large seat covered in hay. "It's called the Hayhopper 3000, said Pom-Pom proudly. "We're trying to reach the Sky Farm." "Sky Farm?" Molly echoed. Agent Pom-Pom looked up. "Legend tells of a floating farm in the clouds, where the corn pops itself and it rains strawberry milk." Fluffy the duck gasped. "A cloud farm?" "We need hay," said another duck, "to power the propeller."
"But you took all of it," said Molly, "even Daisy's bedtime snack."